Hi, I'm Georgina Hudson from GeorginaHudson.net. This podcast has been created to support you in your journey of self-awareness and well-being, and to help you draw a roadmap to align mind and heart. Today's topic is how to relate to our doubts. It's important to understand why doubt arises, what its function is, and how to manage it or how to relate to it. For more information about what I do and about me, you can visit my website on GeorginaHudson.net or my Instagram account, GeorginaHudson.coach. Hello, hello, hello. How are you? What's up, people? I want to welcome Luciano first as we want to start together. How are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be here again. Thank you, Georgie, for the invitation.
We missed you because our last podcast was the meditation. So I am so thrilled you're here.
I know you miss me.
Yes, I know. Today we want to talk about something we've all felt at some point, which is our doubt. And this was inspired by a client that was frozen by her doubts. And she came to our session feeling very frustrated about this voice. This voice that usually appears when we are about to do something important or something that challenges ourselves, but which can also pop up when we're deciding whether to buy the red dress or the blue one or what to order at a restaurant. Did I tell you that I have a client who always orders the same thing because he's afraid of, you know, failing or not liking what he orders?
I also have my tiny things like that. when I must pick a cloth.
Yeah, I know.
Or something like that. But today we are going to focus, that is good as an example, but yeah. Today we are going to focus more on doubt in the face of decisions we consider important or decisions that are a before and after in our lives or will have an impact in our lives.
Yeah.
And it's funny how doubt always shows up when we are on the verge of change, in transitions, isn't
it? Yes.
And just when we need to feel confident in a transition, in a situation of change, when we need to feel confident, that little voice appears to hold us back.
Yes. And doubt isn't necessarily an enemy. It can paralyze us if we don't know how to relate to it well. But it doesn't have to be that way. And many times we think we need to get rid of doubt before moving forward. But what if instead of getting rid of it, which is impossible, we learn to act or do things alongside our doubt?
Yeah, exactly. But because doubt doesn't mean we are unprepared or lack what we need to move forward.
Exactly.
On the contrary, it indicates that we are stepping out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's where the real growth appears.
Exactly. So doubt, in a way, can be a sign that we are about to do something significant, and that's why we feel so uncomfortable. So instead of viewing it as a barrier, thank you for pointing that out, we should interpret it as a part of the process. It's not an insurmountable obstacle, but an opportunity to learn to trust ourselves, which is a tricky thing, right? But
yeah, and I think about people who are accustomed to doubting. When you talk about the trusting the process, you know, trust the process. Do you mean accepting that we won't always have all the answers from the very beginning?
Absolutely. I know this is frustrating. I know people want to know things in black and white.
Having all the answers is related to a necessity of control, right?
Exactly. And anxiety too. Sometimes we think we need to know everything in advance to have, between inverted commas, a perfect, because nothing perfect exists, plan. But what really matters is taking that first step even when we don't have the entire path mapped out in front of us. Because it's in the act of leaping that opportunities begin to arise. So an example is this podcast. So people may not know, I don't think we ever talked about this, but when we started, I was very happily writing blogs.
Very comfortable writing blogs.
Yes, and then I said, very comfortable writing weekly blogs. And then suddenly Luciano turned up with a microphone and he gave it to me as a present. I think it was a Christmas present. And I was like, what the heck? I don't want a microphone. I was so afraid to, because I didn't want to put myself out there. But you told me, you know, it's time to start, because...
Yeah, and you were scared, but you pushed through and have been learning ever since.
Yeah.
Just like I have, you know, behind the scenes and on the air.
Right.
It's... as if the very act of moving forward, despite the doubt, triggers a series of events that gives us more clarity.
Yes. Yes. And what many people don't realize is that self-confidence doesn't always come before action. Yes, of course, there are people who are super confident and they are confident before acting. But most of the time, for most people, confidence comes after acting, after doing, after trying. So every small step you take reinforces you and shows you that despite your doubts, you have what it takes to move forward. So do you remember in that podcast when we talked about public speaking?
Yeah.
Not so long ago, really. We were referring to this. We prompted people, we pushed people, we motivated people to start with doubts, with fears, with trembling hands, with sweat, not feeling super confident, because taking that first step and then another and then another, sooner or later will prove to you that you are capable of talking in public, as with many other things.
Yeah, it's super interesting, because you mentioned we often wait to feel secure before acting, but it's the act of moving that generates that security, that reassurance.
That confidence.
That confidence. The more you do it, the more confidence you develop. This also reminds me of someone I know who was afraid to work in what she loved, because she thought she needed a certification, a diploma, or another degree. She always felt she was missing a little piece of paper, when what she really needed was to just start.
Are you referring to me?
It was super similar to you, but I wouldn't say it was you.
I am not afraid of telling people that before starting my coaching practice, I had studied neurolinguistic programming, I had done mindfulness, I had done neuroscience applied to well-being, I had done transpersonal psychology, I had done coaching, but I was still feeling, oh, I need something else. I need one more specialization and then I will start, because I was doubting myself. And Luciano said to me, okay, I remember you grabbing me by my shoulders in a sweet way, right? And you said, enough. Time to work.
Exactly.
I remember that. Yes.
Because at some point you need to stop with the circle of doubt and just move, make the first step.
Exactly.
So instead of rejecting that part of ourselves, we can learn to coexist with it.
Yes. You know? Yes, exactly. When we accept doubt, and we recognize it and we say, thank you for trying to protect me. Because at the end of the day, doubt is a protector. But we can say to doubt, thank you for protecting me, but I'm fine. And then my relationship with doubt changes. When I can put doubt outside myself and I look at doubt in the eye, we stop seeing it as an obstacle and start integrating it within our growth process. Talking to it, interacting with it. The same is true for fear and for anxiety. So that's when the fear and the doubt when the fear and anxiety that doubt brings about lose their strength.
Yeah, and this is very important, when you trust that process, instead of obsessing over controlling every little detail of or fearing the outcome, you start to feel that things flow.
Yeah.
Once you do that once, you don't control 100% of all the details of it, and you move, and that works. And yes. next situation you have, you will remember that, and you won't have that necessity, that need to control everything, because you will say, okay, it is not necessary to be in full control of the situation.
We cannot be in full control.
Exactly. I studied engineering, and the concept of risk management or risk assessment.
Right.
You need to evaluate risk and at some point move with a controlled risk situation.
Right.
Okay. So this would be something like that. Doubt appears as a question mark, as a point of reflection. And it is important to listen to it. It is important to make this assessment. Are the conditions acceptable to move forward? There will be a risk. Yeah. And you may fail. That is what happens if you fail? That's life. You will learn. You won't fail. You will learn.
Yes, exactly.
But you cannot go to, for instance, to take an exam and without having reading one single page.
Yes.
Or going to the board of directors without having read your presentation. Hello, guys. How are you? What's the weather like? You need to prepare. And doubt is there to ask you that question. Are the conditions acceptable to move forward?
Yeah. And I would add to what you are saying for all the anxious minds out there that one thing is a question mark that is necessary and healthy, like, am I prepared? Do I have anything that I need to pass the exam or to talk in front of the board of directors, etc.? And the other thing is what happened to me before I started my coaching practice, that was obsessing with how much prepared I was and doubting and doubting and doubting and asking and asking. So in that way, doubt was asking me a question in a very unhealthy way. So we need to differentiate between healthy questions.
Yeah, when doubt comes to start to be like a circle where you are not moving, and it is a place where you hide.
Yes, and it's tense. Because
maybe you want to stay in the same place in your comfort zone.
Oh, yes.
And you hide behind the doubt.
Yes, because it should be said that overthinking and anxiety, they are uncomfortable, and doubt, they are uncomfortable, but they keep us in our comfort zones, because they, even if we don't need that, thinking and thinking and doubting and asking ourselves so many questions prevent us from moving, from doing.
Yeah, as you always say, perfection is the enemy
of progression.
Of progression, of progress.
Progress, exactly.
Okay, so to sum up, we have emphasized,
yes,
the importance of trusting the process and letting creativity flow. And the importance of, once you do this, this will reassure you in the future to take action without covering every single little aspect. Okay, once you start to implementing this, okay, doubt is there, but I can move forward. And in the future, you will make it with more trust.
Yes.
Then how action generates confidence and how growth occurs through discomfort.
So important.
And they need to connect with the present and not allow doubt to pull us away from living fully in the now.
Yes. And I think that is what we were talking about when we were talking about obsessing and asking ourselves things over and over again and doubting. And I think that disconnects us from the present, in the present.
Doubt is a limbo. Doubt is a limbo where you go and you start rambling.
Exactly. So
when you spend so much time there, it is a blocker.
Yes, it's and you are correct. You leave the present. You leave the here and now.
You are disconnected from the present.
Exactly.
And the other thing is the idea that when we take the leap, the universe or whatever you call it supports us and the opportunities we need appear. It is, in my opinion, as I see it, is from my point of view, once you move, you have a more open sense of awareness. You are aware of your environment and you are paying attention to the opportunities that in some other cases your opportunities will come by and you won't take them. You will let them go.
Yes.
So universe or whatever you call it,
mm-hmm.
when you move, this will
yes, the
show.
People,
this
the opportunities, you start seeing.
Mm-hmm. And Georgie, how can we put all this into practice? So how can we manage doubt in real time? I'm dubious about that.
Yeah. We could do something live, you know, we could work with doubt. You could be my guinea pig if you are open to it.
I'm used to it.
Are we ready? Can we start?
As always.
Oh my goodness, this is going to bring me trouble. Okay, so the first thing I want you to do as we start this activity to show how to work, to show our listeners how to work with doubt, is to close your eyes and focus on your breath, please. And take a couple of deep breaths, simply, you know, becoming aware of how you feel in the moment, breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth.
So are we really doing this exercise?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Okay. Yes. He's here next to me and he hasn't closed his eyes.
Okay.
Just close your eyes.
Let's do this.
Breathe in and out.
Eyes closed.
Yes. Breathe in. Breathe out. And we're going to be interacting. So when you feel at peace or, you know, calm, let me know.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay. So I would like you to think of a recent situation where you felt doubtful. You don't have to tell me what the situation was. It can be something small. It can be something big. For the purpose of this activity, I suggest doing something smaller. But think about that situation. And think about that internal voice, that inner voice that made you doubt yourself. Try to bring that situation to mind.
That's easy, I got it. It is pretty recent.
Okay, good. And now I would like you to imagine that doubt as if it were a part of you, like a little character, a figure, something. Give it a shape, give it an appearance. And try to see it in your mind's eye and describe it when you have it.
Okay, well, I see it in black and white. It's a small shadow,
mm-hmm.
and it looks fearful,
mm-hmm.
and it looks insecure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's your doubt. And remember that is part of you, but it's not all of you. So instead of rejecting this part of you, this piece of you, I want you to talk to your doubt, to this fearful, insecure shadow, this black and white character or figure. And I want you to ask this, what it needs from you right now.
Tells me it is just trying to prevent me from failing, that it doesn't want me to get hurt
mm-hmm.
if things don't go well.
So we could say that your doubt has good intentions, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in silence, you know, I'm going to be your spokesperson. Thank your doubt for that, for trying to protect you. And explain to your doubt, to this character in black and white that is making its appearance, that you appreciate its concern, but that you have other tools to move forward and you don't need so much fear. So tell your doubt in silence, I appreciate your concern. Your fear is not helping me. So I have the tools and I have the resources. And see how the fear responds, how you feel. What does your doubt say?
Yeah, it says it understands, but it's still a little worried.
Yeah, which is natural, which is natural. Keep your eyes closed. And now think of a limiting belief or a limiting thought that tends to arise when you feel doubtful. It could be, I'm not good enough, or I won't ever succeed, whatever. You don't even need to tell me. Just have the thought in your mind, the belief, and let me know when you do.
Yeah, it could be something like, I'm not prepared for this.
Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that. Now let's challenge that. Is it 100% true that you are not prepared? I'm not talking about less than 100%. How true is it? Is there evidence to support that?
No. I have been through similar situations before and I have managed. Plus, I've learned new things that prepared me for this.
Exactly. So your past experiences have been a teacher for you, right?
Yeah.
And if you focus on what you have achieved and what you have learned, how does that belief that you are not prepared for what you need and thus you are doubtful, etc., how does that change?
Well, I don't feel so insecure anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that even though I don't have all the answers, I have resources to keep moving forward.
There you go. And you might feel afraid. You might feel you are not 1000% or 100% confident. But let's change the narrative and let's challenge this limiting belief of I'm not ready, I'm not prepared enough. And let's view it from another perspective. Let's see if doubt starts losing its strength.
Totally. I feel much lighter after doing this. It's as if doubt no longer has much weight.
Yeah, because when we work like this, this is the power of the work. This has been, sorry, Luciano, you can open your eyes. We're going to stop here because it would take a long time. It would take a complete session, a 1 hour session minimum, to work with just one thing like doubt, and then we would have to do deeper and deeper work. It's like an onion and where we peel out the layers. But this is the power of the work. When we give doubt space, when we give doubt room, but also question it and put it into perspective and in its right place, we return to our center. So it's not getting rid of doubt, it's working with the doubt. So we don't need to eliminate it completely, but to move forward. And you didn't feel confident suddenly and overnight as we did the exercise, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, but right. You felt lighter. You mentioned lighter. Feeling lighter.
Yeah, the risk is still there.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some questions, mm-hmm. but I'm confident to move forward and okay, let's see what happens next.
Exactly, you know? And trust.
I feel prepared.
Yes, your resources. Yeah. This is good.
So, we are. Do we have anything else to cover? I'm not so sure if we have covered everything. We should keep going and going and going talking about doubt until we clarify every single little aspect of doubt. No, that's not the idea of this
no
podcast.
Pun intended, no, no joke intended with Luciano, no. You never know.
We leave it here. Think of one or two people who tend to overthink and doubt, or who are going through a moment of doubt or a difficult decision, and send them this exercise. It helps us feel connected and allows us to offer this free material regularly. We appreciate your feedback, ratings with lots of stars and yes, recommendations. Yes, yes. And it is very important for this work.
And for the time being, and until next podcast, a big hug.